this picture, rectangular landscape format, depicts a scene by a river. It is summer or very, very hot. People are walking around in sleeveless or short sleeve attire. The sky is white, because I think it's really bright and it burnt out the negative, I mean the film. In the foreground, there is a little blue truck with its back open. I think the company says the coffee break with in a oval shape coffee break, and underneath there's a red little banner with writing that I'm not able to understand. And on the right hand side of the open trunk of the car truck, there's a price list of different items. This truck is medium blue. It's a little one, little truck, no taller, might even just have three wheels. It's hard to see. It is not a North American, judging by the license plate, and I think there's a phone number listed on the side, 5337-5355, in groups of two, which makes me think that this is possibly somewhere in Europe. I'm assuming the owner of the truck is behind the truck preparing a drink. There's a very fancy looking coffee machine in the back with two brown bins in front of it with probably utensil. There's some milk, sugar, and a thermos of hot chocolate, I think, on the red top, orange bottom on the right hand side. That this guy seems to have he's a short black hair, youngish, seems to have sort of a day or days old facial hair growth. He's wearing a tank top, striped black and white, beige cargo pants with pockets on the side, and he's got running shoes, sort of white with gray designs and soles. In front of him and like behind the open back of the truck, there's a small black ice box with a white band around the top, and there's a tall umbrella positioned in two rings on the side of the back of the truck to help him get out of the brilliant sunlight. The ground they're standing on is sort of a light beige cobblestone with two strips of more like the cement. Behind this truck, there's a young couple. I can't tell if her hair is long or what. I think, and the guy is seen from the back. He's got a dark baseball cap, finely checkered blue and cream shirt and black jeans and dark high tops. She's wearing a white t-shirt and there's something orange in front of her. I can't see if it's a sweater or a purse or something. And she's got leggings, and her top is tucked into one end, and she's got little lace-up dark shoes. I think she's holding maybe a purse in her left hand, which is dangling to the back, and they're both wearing wristwatches and sunglasses, and they look like they're trying to decide what to ask for. Now, in the slightly further back in the picture, on the right-hand side, there's a woman with a short skirt above the knee, a big dark bag, and a black short sleeve t-shirt. She is blonde and she's got a sort of a some part of her hair tied behind her back. And closer to the center, there's a young girl with a ponytail, big, big, dark backpack over her right shoulder, and a light, very light pink short dress and running shoes. And she's holding something in her left hand, maybe a cell phone or something. And we can see part of a person walking next to her. I'm assuming they might be together. It's a young man, short brown hair and black t-shirt. Can't see any more of him. Judging by the shadows, which are fairly short, I would assume that this is close to midday. There's a river to their right with pylons running, and that disappears in the distance. There are some bicycles further up. I don't know if they're for rent or whatever, or if it's a bicycle club that's just stopped. It's hard to see. As you go further, deeper into the picture, there's a low, small metal bridge. It looks more like a pedestrian bridge. And beyond this, you see what looks like condos. 7 to 10 floors, but very close beyond what looks like an industrial in part of town. It looks like some kind of factory with four very tall chimneys, and then the rest just fades into the background. Oh, and just behind the little blue truck there's some green shrubbery and grass.
I think that's it.